But it has a kula now. Nida is not liyavorim here also. It's not liyavorim.
For the Gemara of Rabbi Kiva, l'may hilchus to ishkus the nida. According to Rabbi Kiva, though, why does it have to be daima to nida luchur l'masi? You're telling me now that I call upon him. Avodah Zarah has a tumas masi. If the weight is mamash on top of you, it's matami you. For the Gemara of Zayin better looks to the nevela. Let's be makish. Avodah Zarah to nevela. It's mamish only tumas masli, because nevela has no tumas ever misama. But at this, you makish it to nida, you can make a mistake. You think just like nida has the chomadik of tumah of ever misama, where the weight is not upon you, maybe avodah zarah is also. So why don't the poshut say poshut is zayimah to nevela? So the Mara Enochanami, really you're right, Yeshayo should have said about the Zorazam to Nevelim. Ella, Ma Nida Ein Liyavorim is telling you Ksas Kula. Just like Nida, a piece of Nida, has no Tumum, Afa Avoid the Zorah Ein Liyavorim. Who are then pieces of Avoid the Zorah has no Tumum. So that's why Yeshayo said Avoid the Zorah is Dumya the Nida. It's true. It has Tumas Masui. I say Nevela, that's Mamish Doimah. No, it's telling you this Kula, that just like Nida, a Vorim has no Tumas Nida, who Adin Pisav, Avoid the Zorah has no Tumas Masa, or has no Tum at all. It only has Tumah when you have the whole Avoid the Zorah together. Tomorrow, Abizoy Elohod, the boy Rav Chom Aguria. That's Rav Chom Aguria, it's right a Shaila. Avoid the Zorah, Yeshtin Li Evorim, or Yena Li Evorim. Does Av Tumas Avoid the Zorah, if you have the pieces of Avoid the Zorah, is it Metamiyu by the Vorm or is it not Metamiyu? Is the Khurtip should lay meho? They pushed it from here now that Bain the Rabbonin, Bain the Rab Kiva, the end of the Vorm. The Khur were coming out now, even according to Rabbi Kiva. Why did Shayo say Avoid the Zorah is Zayma to Nida? To tell me, Man Nida end of the Vorm? As even Rabbi Kiva, that's more Machmer, said there's only Metam when you have the whole Avoid the Zorah. But the Avorim is not Metama. Sa'akan Abchom Aguri declared for Shiloh, the Khur's treatise not Metam the Avorim. And the Gemara in Echnami, Rav Choma Bar Guruya Kuramba Masni, he taka learned the machlokes between the Rabbonin and Rabbi Kiva the way Rabbi learned, where the first man the Yom learned that everybody's maskim there is a tumas masui by Avodah Zarah, and the machlokes says Rabbi Kiva says that even tumas ever mesama. So that we said, Rav Choma Bar Guruya declares according to Rabbi Kiva that says the hekesh tenidus poshed only the chumra. So maybe it's only the chumra that has all tumas, but not the kula. Even though Nida Le'evorim has no Tumum, maybe Avoy Dezerah is even more Chama than Nida. Because according to Rabbi Kiva, the Hekesh is not completely 100% only the Chumra. That's what Rabbi Chum Magui declared. What about the Le'evorim? Maybe since Nida is not Le'evorim, who then Avoy Dezerah also not? Or maybe no. Maybe Taik Avoy Dezerah is more Chama than Nida. But it's only a Shaila according to Rabbi's Pshat. Who boy lo alibu the Rabbi Kiva. And the Bchama Magur declared according to Rabbi Kiva that so machmir that Eved Avodah Zorah has mamish tumas masoi with Eved Misama like a nida mamish, maybe it's even more chomer than nida. That was Ishar. The more amazing, Avodah Zorah straight the brayso, Avodah Zorah's kasheretz. Shnoi and Avodah Zorah has the same type of a tumma like a sheretz does. Or misham sheho kasheretz, and even the mishamoshim has the kelim you use to serve the Avodah Zarah also has a tumas like a sheretz. We have a Kiva Roime, Avodah Zarah Kenida. Kiva says no, Avodah Zarah has mamash a tumas nida. Poshtu means has tumas mas also. Umisham Sheha Kesheretz. But the Shamoshim, the Kalim that are used to serve the Avodah Zarah, that only has a tumas sheretz. Mur. Vishtem with the Rebbe Lezer, Vishtem according to Rebbe Lezer, the second sheet, Nicha. Everything comes out very good. Trashinicha the Tonim the Rabbonin Kisheritz, Alma Le Matama Bamasi. It's good, the Rabbonin say that Avoid the Zora, the Ika Tumma, or Avoid the Zora is mamish like a Sheritz. That means one of only has a Tumma if you touch it, and Master has no Tumma. That's good according to Rabbi Lezer. But Rabbi Lezer said, according to the Rabbonin, there's no Tumma's Master at all. El Rabbi Kasha, but according to Rabbi Tver, because Rabbi learned even according to the Rabbonin, Avoid the Zora also has Tumma's Master. The only machlokes is that they have the chomer diketumah of Eved Misama. So how come the Brisa says here, according to Rabbonin, that's mamish kasheretz, but mashmas kasheretz mamish no tumas mas at all? My pochet, omaloch rabba, mi alimim amasisin, is this Brisa any more shverer to me than the Mishnah is? Diktoni, the Mishnah says, Eitza v'yavona v'yaforu, what's the loch of the Eitzim, the wood and the stones and the cement of the Avodah Zarah, is mutam kasheretz. The Rabbonin says it only has a tumas sheretz. V'yakimna, and Rabbi Lezer learned,
What's pshat from tuma sherbetz according to Rabbanan? Ma kisheretz. What does it mean kisheretz? Play matama b'yevim mitzama. It just means it has the kula that it doesn't have the chomadik tuma of nida b'yevim mitzama. Or be'enechlami poshet tuma smasoi. It does have. That's pshat in the Mishnah. I'll tell you the same pshat in the Brayta also. Play matama b'yevim mitzama. All the Rabbanan mean when they say it's kisheretz, it doesn't mean that there's no tumas masoi at all. We're maskim avoy the zara has a tumas masoi. We're just saying it's not so chomer as nida that has no tumas ever mesamam. Now it's not telling me if the avoy the zara is on top of you, but the weight is not on top of you. Like we said, in case the avoy the zara is on top of the stone, and the stone is being held up by you say this by your pegs, and now you have kalem underneath the pegs, it wouldn't be metame whatever mesamam. That's the rabbanim in kisheretz. If the weight of the avodah zarah is on top of you, it has a tumas masa. This one, yekasha to or rabba. Another kasha, meisvei. Nochri v'nochris. A goy with a shiksa, avodah zarah u'mishamshir. Who didn't avodah zarah and the mishamoshim, the kelim he used to serve the avodah zarah, is hain. They themselves, if you touch a nochri, if the rabbonim w'masak a nochri has din like a zav. And who did a nochrisa, a shiksa, has din like a nida. So if you touch them, they're matamiyu. Hein matamiyu. V'loi has Satan. But something they touch, v'loi has Satan, the havamin is a means masui. There's no tumas masui by all these. By avoy the zoru, misham she has no tumas masui. Rebbe Kiva, oimer, hein ves Satan. Kiva says, no, all these things have tumas if you touch them. Hadu adin ves Satan means if you just move them. Because they're up because you, there's tumas masui, it is matama. The Marpishtaim of the Rebbe Lezer Nicha. According to Rebbe Lezer, the second treatise is very good. Rebbe Lezer learned the Machloikis was the Rabbonin and Rebbe Kiva if there's a Tumas Masa at all. That Rabbonin said there's no Tumas Masa by Avodah Zarah. So it's good to Braisa. The Braisa Dafke Hain only if you touch the Avodah Zarah itself. V'loi has Satan. Not if it's up because of you. There's no Tumas Masa. Elo the Rabba, Kasha. But Rabbi says no, even according to Rabbonin, by Avodah Zarah has a Tumas Masa. It just doesn't have a Tumas Eva Masamam. Sakamir the Braisa says, Hain V'loi has Satan. Mashmas only tell me if it touched the Avodah Zarah itself. There's no Hesed at all. Amoloch Rabba, Ola Taimech, Stamach Kashan Yum. It says, Nochri V'nochris. The first part of the Braisa was a Goy and a Shiksa. Is Nami. The Braisa, according to Rabbonin, says, Hain V'loi has Satan. It says, watch this, only tell me if you touch them directly. But if says Satan, if they're moved, as masu, it has no tumas masu by a goy. For the more of a tanya, we learned a brayso. The pasuk says dabro b'nei Yisrael. So midiraisa b'nei Yisrael metamim bezivam v'yeinochim metamim bezivam. Midiraisa tumas zav is only metamim Yisrael. If he has zav coming out of him, he's tummy. If a goy has zav coming out of him, he's not tummy midiraisa. And what did the nida? If a dam nida comes out of a shiksa midiraisa, she's not tummy midiraisa. But the Rabbonin gave the gzeir upon all goyim, shiye kizovin, l'chol divrayim, that every single goy has a tumas zav upon him. Now by a zav, everybody knows, there's a tumas masui. If you have a zav on top of you, if the weight of the zav is upon you, even though you're not touching him, he's metamayu. There is a tumas masui. So as they shred the brisa, how could the first brisa say that the Rabbonin, that a goy and a shiksa, it's only tummy if you touch them? For lo yes Satan, mashmanov, you're carrying them, it's not metamayu. Either brisa says the farish, every single goy the Rabbonin gave him a din, like a zav gomer. Ella, you have to miyash like this. Ella, Rabbi Matasatame. Rabbi's going to say Pshan the Brysa the way he learns. That what? Nochri v'nochri. So goy in the shiksa. Hein v'he Satan. Stack it true. If you touch them, or else for Satan. If you're lifting them up, the masi of them, and who adin v'yeva mesama shalahem. And who adin, if you're not lifting them up, as their weight is on top of you, just you're underneath them. If they're on top of a stone, and the stone is being picked up by pegs, and you're underneath the stone, it's also matam you, because they have a din like a zav gomer, and a zav has the chumra like of ever mesamim. Like Rashi before said, we learn out nida from zav. But v'ikah chiddushes, the pasuk says, the chiv kol asher yitachtav. Anything that's underneath the zav is tummy, even though the weight of the zav is not on top of you. It's just you're underneath the zav, you're tummy. So that's by a goy and a shiksa. Anything underneath them is tummy. Avodah Zarah, what about the Avodah Zarah itself? Is he v'has Satan? It's not true. If you touch the Avodah Zarah, or else, if the Avodah Zarah is being picked up because of you, it's not a tummy. Avodah Yevim Mesama Shalom. But the Avodah Zarah does not have a tumas of Yevim Mesama Shalom. That's according to Rabbanan. Rabbi Akiva Aymanain, Avodah Zarah has the same halacha like the guy. He, the seita of Yevim Mesamashalom. Rabbi Akiva says, now Avodah Zarah is mamash like an Ido, like a Zav, that has even a tumas Yevim Mesamam. That's the way Rabbi learned Shandis Brysa. Rabbi Lezim atarat Satami, and Rabbi Lezim will learn the Brysa the way he learns. Rabbi Lezim learns that what, according to Rabbonin, there's taken no tumas Masse at all by Avodah Zarah. So what's Psham the Brysa then it says the Goy and Avodah Zarah has the same halacha? I lechura Goy is zicha kizav. So a Goy should zicha have a tumas masri. How could you say a Goy and Avodah Zarah have the same halacha? Or Elizabeth had the timing. Nochri v'nochri is to divide it up. A Goy in the shiksum, hein v'hez seitan v'yevim misamish lemis takatami. The mamish kizav gomer. Whether you touch them, or whether you have the weight on top of you, or whether you're underneath them, even though the weight, their weight is not on top of you. Just you're underneath the zav, you're underneath the goy, or the shiksa, your tummy. Now, Avodah Zarah, what's the loch by an Avodah Zarah? Is he below his seita? The Chachamim say, no, it's only tummy if you touch the Avodah Zarah, like a sheretz. Only if you touch the Avodah Zarah directly. But if the weight is on top of you, a regular masli, it's Torah by Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Akiva Waymanain, Avodah Zarah is he the seita. Who are then he? And Tumas Masi. But this pshat, both are moida. The Rabbonin and Rabbi Akiva both moida that Avodah Zarah is different than a goy and a shiksa. Because a goy and a shiksa is like a zav, they even have Tumas Eva Mesamam. But Avodah Zarah, according to both of them, don't have a Tumas Eva Mesamam. So Rabbonin say there's not even a poshta Tumas Masi. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, a poshta Tumas Masi do have Avodah Zarah, just you don't have Tumas Eva Mesamam. Mask of Lo Rav Ashi of Zoy my hein. What's trying the Bryce that says if you touch they themselves as tummy? Chur as tamakash now. Pshita, avad if you touch them as tummy. What's the chiddush of touching them? What does it mean hein? You touch them as it's tummy. Rashlund, mask Lo Rav Ashi mahein I rab of Reb Lezer. Hesit the Bryce Loshin Maso Mashmulusha Seta Achirim Dino Masli. Was it my hein ve seitan? Hein v'lo yaseit niktoni, b'lo kivin rabonim. Ilo meimu dey nasun, t'meim pshita, t'i term hein ve seitan min olay. What's trying to say, if you touch them, they're tummy. Pshita they themselves are tummy. If they're not tummy, there's no trying to say there's a tumas masli. So all I should have said is, whether there is a tumas masli, there's no tumas masli. What does the Bryce first have to say? They, if you touch the avoid deserves matam you. Like pshita the avoid deserves matam you. That's olive base. After there's a tumas sheretz by Avodah Zarah, now it's a suffix, there's a tumas masi or not. So why does the Brisa have to say, hey, Elo Amar Rav Ashi, hochi kom, this is the pshat from the Brisa. The Brisa is saying, nochri v'nochri, so goy neshiksom, vein hein she sita nesachirim, whether they move something else. Chesed really means that the zav or need is walking, and they like kick something, even though they don't touch it directly, but they cause something to move, that's called chesed. Moshe, they move a stick, and the stick causes the pebble to move, that's a tumas hesed. It's more than maga. Maga means the zav or need the mamash touches something. If their hand touches something, treat that thing as tummy. Hesed always means it's moved because of you. So, if the nochri or nochrius moves something, his bein hein means shesitza secherim. Not if it's maga, but if they move something, it's a tumas hesed. Or bein acherim shesitza noisam. Who are then if somebody else moves the nida? That's called Tumas Masli. Masli means the nida is up because of you. The nida is being moved because of you. So the Tumas Masli. So whether the nida moves something, or whether you move the nida, it's tummy. Tumayim. Avodah Zarah. What about Avodah Zarah? She'asita machem if the Avodah Zarah, the Geshek itself, moves somebody else. We'll soon see how it's going to move somebody else. Avodah Zarah is only a statue. We hold it as Evan, they can't move. So as soon as it wasn't in Avodah Zarah moves somebody. But if the Avodah Zarah kicks somebody, moves somebody, then takatorim. Or bacherim shesitu voisa. But if somebody else picks up the Avodah Zarah, moves the Avodah Zarah, that's the machlokes tumeim. That's tummy. Misham sheh, mashenken, the kalim that are used to serve the Avodah Zarah, bein hein shesit mesacherim, where the kalim moved other people. Bein acherim shesitu voisa, where the other people moved these kalim, is takatorim. There's no tumas masa. At all, there's only tumas maga. We have the kivoyma, nochri v'nochri Avodah Zarah. All three together the same din. Bein hein shesit nesacherim, whether they move somebody else, or bein acherim shesit voisen, whether somebody else moves the Avodah Zarah, moves the nida, is temeim. Because it's a tumas masoi, even by Avodah Zarah. Vashenki Mishamsheho, just the Kalim that serve the Avodah Zarah, not the Avodah Zarah itself. Bein Hein Shesit Nacherim. What if the Kalim moves somebody else? Also assume what that means. Or Bein Acherim Shesit Yoysan, with somebody else that moved these Kalim, his Takatorim. Because it has no Tumas Masarol. It's the Kalim only have a Tumas Maga, not a Tumas Masi. So tomorrow, Avodah Zarah, we say now an Avodah Zarah has two things. Whether we move the Avodah Zarah, or whether the Avodah Zarah moves the Chepetz. Tomorrow, Bishleim Acherim Shesitu, Oisai, Bishleim is person that moves the Avodah Zarah, Mishkakaso, that we understand. That's Tumas Masi. If a person picks up the Avodah Zarah, not touching it, the Mechitzis, there's a keli underneath the Avodah Zarah, and you cause the cleat to come up, and you're picking up the Avodah Zarah, you're tummy. Elihi Shesitu Asacherim, Hechi Mishkakaslo. How do you have the case the Avodah Zarah picks up something else? How can Avodah Zarah move something? It's not movable in Avodah Zarah. It can't move. Amarami Breid, the Rabbi Yebo, Kinefnan. There's a case that we learned in the Mishnah. Hazav Bekaf Maznaim. There's a case we have a scale. A scale is you put one thing on one side and put another thing on the other side to weigh out the two. So on one side of the scale you have an Avodah Zarah. And on the other side of the scale you have a Chepetz. So here the case is Hazav Bekaf Maznaim. You have a person, the Zav, sitting on one side of the scale. The oichlin omashtim kav shaniyim. And you have food or mashka on the other side of the scale. Depends. Kora hazav, if the zav is more strong, he weighs more, his side comes down, then mitamim. That's called mamash atumas masli. Or it's called the zav is moving the kelim. Mashenken kora hein toirin. But if they move the zav, his taka toirin. Trashi kora hein. The nosu heines hazav. If they pick up the zav is torim. The tanan kol shazav nisa olav tor chutz min a royal mishkav. Has anything a zav is on top of is taka tor. There's only a tumas mishkav on something that's roy the zav to be sitting on it. O moisha vodim like a chair that's oimet to be sitting on. Then if the zav sits on it's metamrit. I will kol shakelim especially like here you have a scale. The oichlim ain't matama machmas mishka b'moshim. Just the fact that Zav is sitting on top of oichlim, he's not matama the oichlim. Kiratanya, misha miyuchad yeshiva, he's only matama if it's miyuchad for him to sit there. Yotze zel moshel here, where you have the Zav on top of the scale, shaymrim, we tell the Zav, amoy, get up, v'nastel nachtena, we have to use the scale for its use. Ulamehevi afilu rishnatumma machmas masi azav namilo, it's not even rishnatumma. When is there a chiddush that if a zav is on top of something, that a person picks up the zav, that's only by an odom. Where an odom picks up the zav, then there's a tumas masim. V'anois oisam. Mashenkin, if a keli picks up the zav, then it's no tumas masim. That's called tumas mishkav. Mishkav means the zav is sitting on a kli. So what type of the keli has tumas mishkav? If the kli is meyuchad for yeshiva. I mean, there's normal a chair, the Zav sits there. But here, where the Zav is sitting on a scale, it's not Eimetrim to sit there. We tell him, get up, we have to use the scale. There's no Tumas Mishka by Kalim. That we say that the Tumas Masoi by a Goy and by a Avodah Zarah, that means by an Odom. If the Odom picks up the Zav, there's a Tumas Masoi. But we're not an Odom, just Kali picks up the Zav, there comes on to Tumas Mishka. It's only if it's miyuchat for sitting. If it's not miyuchat for sitting, there's no tumas mishka. So I call upon this is a case where the kelim are picking up the zav, because the kelim outweigh the zav. Yeah. So Chur, we mean to say the same thing by avodah zarah also. If you have an avodah zarah on the scale, and the avodah zarah outweighs the other kelim, that's the case that the avodah zarah is picking up the kelim. So the Avodah Zarah is on this side of the scale, and the Avodah Zarah is much heavier. It pulls the scale down, and the other side, the Kalim, get picked up. That's the case that the Avodah Zarah is picking up the other Kalim. That's the case that the Avodah Zarah could move something. If that guy has a Tumas Masli, if Yod is a Tumas Masli, anything on top of the Avodah Zarah has a Tumas Masli to it. So the more command laws, Lohodatanya. Who does this price go like? Kol HaTumeyos HaMasitois Torus. All Tumeyus that are Masit, that move something, is Torah. So Drashi, Kol HaTumeyus HaMasitis, means Acherim, to goin the Kaf Mosnaim. If you have like a scale, or Yodem Tomimeis, somewhere it's a Tomimeis,
A person that touched the mace, he has a tumas mace. If he moves his chaver, not as magi, he's not touching him directly. He just causes his chaver to move. His tag has no tumas hesed. Chutz mi'afet shozav. There's only a tumas masli by zav. If the zav causes something to move, either he mamish like kicks it and it moves because of him, or else the case before, but kafma zayim on a scale, the zav is matamah behesed. That's like masli. There's nothing like a zav b'kol ha'torakula. We only find a tumas mas only by zav. Who are the need? The need is mamash like zav, but no place else. Is the chura leimud like Rebbe Kiva? The chura's price doesn't go according to Rebbe Kiva. The ik Rebbe Kiva, ikanami avoid the zara. Rebbe Kiva holds avoid the zara also have tumas masli. So avoid the zara also has this chiddush that the avoid the zara kicks or holds something up. Or somebody holds up the Avodah Zarah, there's a Tumas Masli. So why does here the Brisa say only Zav has Tumas Masli? I, Rabbi Kiva, says Avodah Zarah also has it. The Mar is not Shver. Afilu Temer, Rabbi Kiva, Tonez Zav Echodu Domele. It means Zav, anything that's Doime to it. So Melo, Avodah Zarah is Doime. How do you know Avodah Zarah is Tomei? Because the Posit says, V'tizram Kamei Dover. So Avodah Zarah is Doime to Nidu, which is Doime to Zav, it's Lama Shehenu Hach. Rashi says, "Cholodomile the yasem yabuyi the zav. Anything you learn out from a zav, the avodah zara menida garmi the haino zav. Nida is mamish doima to a zav, and avodah zara is learning out from nida from zav. So therefore, it's mamish doima to a zav. Boyi Rav Chama Bagruya, avodah zara yeshten leivorim or yeni leivorim. This we clear the Shabbat Feirish. And avodah zara that chopped up into pieces, each piece by itself doesn't have any tumah to it or not." Maybe there's only a tum of all the pieces are together, or maybe no, even the avar most of it has pieces. Where a regular person could put the pieces back together again, then loitzi boiluch, the commander mechaber of domi. It's as if the pieces are together, anybody could put it back together again, Havad still has a tum of avodah zara. Kitzi boiluch, where's the shiloh? Heichud then hedid yochel achzira. You have to have an uman, you have to have a choshev person to come to put it back together again. Maybe it's made out of glass, made out of clay. You have to like cement it back together again, you need a choshev uman. That's the machloikis. My, with the hairs of Shiloh. Kibun then had Yochle Achzira, since a regular person can't put it back together again, command the Tivra dummy. We see as if the Avodah Zarah is broken up and it has no tumah. I Dilma Loi Machasra, no, since all the pieces are here and it could be put back together again, it adds a tumah to it. That's one Shiloh. Vika the boy is somewhere like this with the Shiloh. Ika the boy Lolahach Gis, like this way. Heicha then had Yochle Achzira, if a regular person can't put the pieces back together again, Loi Tiboil of the command the Mitzvah dummy. Then Pshito Pshitis Ksilat the boy deserves broken into pieces, if either it's Tohor. Kiti Boilach went to Shiloh, Heicha the Hedjit Yochle Achzira, where a Hedjit could put it back together again, mine. Kiv on that Yochel Achzira, since a partial person could put it back together again, all the pieces are here, his command of Mechabrodom is not considered broken. You just took it apart, but you can put it back together again. Now it's in pieces, it's not together, it's not called an Avodah Zarah Teku. That's why it's the Gemara by Teku. Stop here.